I'll tell you like I'm telling the students here on campus. I know y'all still in the last class, but we got to move into the gifts of revelation and prophecy. I'll tell you one thing. If you don't know it by now, Teddy Pendergrass, you remember that? You need to understand what you're a part of. You are witnessing a modern day apostle. And your call to this school goes beyond your wildest dream. If you pay attention in class, you will supersede anything that's ever been done by your forefathers. This is it. I don't say that just because I've been in church all my life. I never had no problem with who God was, being filled with the Holy Spirit and none of those things. But I recognize a mantle when I see it. And connecting to that mantle so that it can fall upon you is what, if it takes 25 years, go for it. Because that mantle that's upon his life is due you if you're in this school. So you don't ever graduate. I'm a career student. So tonight, Father, we thank you for our apostle. We thank you for the love that we sent. Oh, Lord. There's such a love that comes out of a father, wisdom, instruction, insight, illumination, revelation. We thank you for this school. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, who is our teacher. Yeah, he's the true teacher. It's not about us. It's all about him. In the Holy Spirit dwells the fullness of the Godhead in spirit form. So we thank you and we praise you. Now, Holy Spirit, give us insight tonight. So we can cooperate with you, so we can learn how to flow and move in these nine manifestations of the Spirit. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen. Amen. Now, last week, I think I mentioned to you, at least read the introduction to the book. And I'm also going to fast forward to the chapter 6. Okay, well, see, what you have to understand is you can't go chapter by chapter. We don't have all, you know, this is not like college. You got to get in what you can get in and then trust that God is working all these things together. Okay, and the reason for that is because we're going to begin to talk about how to move into the gifts. I want to spend more time this semester talking about not just talking about the gifts, explaining them so we'll know how to function in them. Okay. So let's see. Now, we begin to talk to you about spiritual ignorance, right? Yes, sir. You know, spiritual ignorance is defined as a lack of knowledge, right? You know, God said, my people perish or my people are destroyed because of a what? Lack of knowledge. But we went a further than that, right? Because we say it's not just the lack of knowledge, we reject knowledge. Okay? Now, the foundation of the church is built on revelation knowledge, not intellectual knowledge. But we're talking about knowledge that comes from God through the person of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Now, when I talk about revelation knowledge, this will elevate you. I'm talking about looking at stuff from God's standpoint of view. Okay? See, everybody have a view, but if it ain't God's view, it ain't a good view. Now, I don't know how many of y'all fly, but one of the things I notice as I get in one of those planes, as I travel with Apostle around the world, one of the things I notice, things on the ground get smaller as I get higher. Did you catch it? Yes. So I can't get no higher than God. So if I'm able to see things from his point of view, then everything else ceases to exist. Are y'all with me? Then we talked about, you know, lack of understanding. Why is that important? Huh? We say people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because they reject it. We say wisdom is the principal thing, but in all thy getting, get a what? Understanding. And what we pointed out to you is that it's not enough to come shout in class nor shout in church, because wisdom is the ability to apply that which you know, knowledge, information, and understand. Understand. See, we have a lot of people. Y'all have never met a bunch of people who know a lot of stuff but ain't going nowhere? They can tell you how to do everything, but they're not moving. Well, you know, there are churches like that. They correct in every church, but they ain't going nowhere. Why is that? Because they don't have an understanding of government and how God has a heaven to earth government. And that is important for us to be connected to apostolic ministry, because apostles are responsible for making sure that we don't deviate from God's original plan and we follow the doctrine, especially as it pertains to spiritual gifts. Because there have been such an abuse and a misuse of spiritual gifts in the church that have gotten people's lives shipwrecked. All this fake prophecy and prophesying. Don't get mad. You might be a parking lot prophet I'm going to have to get rid of. Because, you know, any prophecy that you don't want to submit to government don't need to be said.
That's right. That's it. That's
right. All right. You'll find out sooner or later. All right. So in all you get and get an understanding, because we told you in Matthew 13, Jesus revealed in the parable of the sower that if you don't understand what's being taught, Satan gonna come take it from you.
That's right.
See, the word is sown in your heart. The word is sown in your heart, but Satan can, through you not understanding, come and take away. Now, you know how Satan takes stuff from you? Through tests, trials, and temptation. That's why they come, because of the word. Any test, any trial, anything you're going through is because somebody teaching you something.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No fight, no word. All right? All right. So God cannot bless spiritual ignorance. Write that down. God cannot bless spiritual ignorance. Not when he's given us the knower, the one who know all things. All right. Now, the remedy for spiritual ignorance, this is all in the opening of your book, Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. The remedy for spiritual ignorance is what? Revelation knowledge. See, the church must move, watch what apostles say, deeper. I've been in church all my life. I'm so tired of us acting like the devil got the power. We spend more time in church talking about the devil. Jesus said, based upon the revelation that Peter received from the Father via the Holy Spirit, you got to understand, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit work in tandem. Whenever something is revealed to you, God reveal it to you by his Spirit. By his Spirit. By his Spirit.
By his Spirit.
For the Spirit searcheth all things, yes, the deep things of God. So if there's any revelation, anything moving in your life that's being revealed, it's being revealed by God's Spirit. That way you don't get in pride and think you are walking wonder. They work in what? Tandem. They work together. Now, it says, when Jesus gave that revelation, by the Spirit, that revelation came to Peter by God's Spirit, that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God, Matthew 16, 13 through 19, put it in your notes, read it when you get home. Jesus said, based upon this revelation, I will build my church. Think about that. I will build my church and hell can't stop it. The gates of hell, the word prevail mean you trying to stop something from moving past you. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the advancement of the church that Jesus was building. And the church is built upon the foundation. Watch this now. The church is built upon what? All right. So if the foundation is wrong, the building is not going to hold up. So the church is built up on the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, the one that's holding it all together. Y'all understand that?
Yes,
we're talking about revelation knowledge. In revelation knowledge, you have keys that open, unlock, and unloose and even bind things. So based upon the revelation that he's the Christ, the Son of the living God, that's where we are still today. We got the function from revelation knowledge. So the key to spiritual ignorance is what? Revelation knowledge. 1 Corinthians 2, verse number 9. It say, but what? Eye had not seen, ear had not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God hath, past tense designation, saying it's already prepared for you. If it's already been prepared for you, you don't have to go try to prepare it. When dinner ready, you don't go cook it again. You sit there and become a partaker. You eat. Well, guess what? It's he hath revealed them unto what? The things that God hath prepared for them that what?
Love
them that what?
Love.
All right. So that's the spirits. He love his assignment. Making known to you, listen to me, the things that God hath prepared for you. Listen to me. You are not going to go into the places where God wants you to go if you're not praying in the Spirit. Because praying in the Spirit is the foundation of revelation knowledge. God wants to talk to you in your closet. And watch this. Reveal, make known to you the things that he's prepared for you. That's St. John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Well, where's God doing all of the talking at? Huh? He talks by spirit, but he's going to talk to you when you're praying. Then if you are praying and really hearing from him, he's never going to separate you from the mouthpiece up here. You're going to always be teachable and be able to hear the set man in your house. All right. So the key to spiritual ignorance is revelation knowledge and apostolic teaching. Acts 2:42. I want you to look at Acts 2:42 because this is going to be the key. Acts 2:42. Revelation knowledge. And what?
Apostolic.
And apostolic teaching. Come on. Acts 2:42. You have it?
Yes.
What does it say?
And they continue steadfastly.
Now, I want you to pay close attention. This has not been taught in. Listen, I've been in church a while. What you're hearing now, Western people don't even hear this in church. We're so stuck on a pastor or a bishop. You know, bishop is popularity. You can grow a church if you become a bishop. Just telling y'all that's just the way it is. We in the titles. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, watch what it says. And they continued what?
Steadfastly.
Steadfastly.
In the apostles' doctrine.
Notice whose doctrine they continued in. Whose doctrine?
The apostles' doctrine.
Okay, well, let's stop then. Where did the apostles get their doctrine from? The Lord Jesus Christ. He was the one. Jesus said, I'm going to build my church. So in building his church, the first gift that he taught or trained was apostles. The 12 men that he chose was apostles. He wasn't training no prophets. He wasn't training no evangelists. He wasn't training no pastors. And he wasn't training no teachers. He took 12 men who he ordained to be apostles, and he poured his life into them. And the other gifts will begin to spring forth from them as they connected to apostolic teaching and training. Well, get a revelation. Don't get mad at me. It's the Bible. Even prophets, see what gifts like to do is exalt themselves one above the other. But listen, only God who built the church determined ranks. Only God who built the church determined ranks. The Bible says Jesus gave gifts, God set them. First apostles, first in order, first in time, first in rank. That's why the church is at such disarray. Because we don't have no modern day apostles. Well, we got them. Hold up. Let me correct that. We got them. Yeah, we got them. They in the earth realm. We must connect to them. and submit to them. See, I believe every pastor got to be fathered. You want to father somebody, you need to be fathered. You need to be submitted. Okay, so they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Oh, there the word is. And what?
Fellowship.
Uh-huh. So you just don't want to get what they're teaching. You want to have fellowship with them. Because one of the things that you will find as you read the book of Acts, the apostles said, we're not leaving the word of God to come serve a table. Our responsibility is to be in the face of God, getting heaven information to bring into the earth. Y'all with me? So that is the key to what? Spiritual ignorance. What are the two things? Come on. Revelation knowledge and apostolic teaching. Okay, y'all sound like y'all read a little bit. Amen. You know that's going to be on the test, right? Okay, I got somebody watching too. All right. Now, there are hindrances to moving in the gifts of the Spirit. Hindrances. Now, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You stay in those chapters, 12, 13, and 14. You know, you want some spirit chapters? There's a bunch of them, but 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, Romans chapter 8, 1 Corinthians 2, St. John 14, 15, and 16. Stay in those. Okay? Because now I want to start talking to you about hindrances to moving in the gifts of the Spirit. But I want to read 1 Corinthians 12. Verses 1 through 7, real quick. Read, what does it say?
Now, concerning spiritual gifts.
Now, this is Paul writing to the church at Corinth. Look. No church came into existence in Bible days without apostles going and preach them out. Nobody decided they didn't like somebody and that we're going to go start a church. Okay? The epistles are letters that Paul wrote to churches that he established. He and his apostolic team, they went, preached those ministries out and then set people over them and then wrote epistles to keep them in order. Amen. Don't sound like the church today. Somebody ate some red beans and the Spirit told them. They are called the pastor. Lord Jesus, the church got 5 men in the church and 4 of them pastors. And the other one is a prophet. Oh, Jesus. So, Paul writing to the church at Corinth that he established, he say, now concerning spiritual gifts, now concerning these endowments. See, the gift is, it's not like, you know, I'm going to give you a gift of an iPhone. These are endowments that come from the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? Now concerning spiritual gifts, I will not have you to be what?
Ignorant.
Read.
You know that you were Gentile.
You know, now Paul's apostolic ministry was to the Gentiles. He said, you know that you were Gentiles.
Carried away unto these dumb idols.
You were carried away unto these dumb idols.
Even as you were led.
Even as you were what?
Led.
Now watch what the Holy Spirit say. Now the Bible say, for as many as are led by the
Spirit,
they are the
Son.
All right, so these Gentiles were being led by idols, different spirits. Okay, so now Paul writing this letter to the church at Corinth say, I'm not going to have you ignorant of how the Spirit functions and operate. If you don't know how the Spirit function and operate in the church, there's going to be some chaos.
Right.
So read, what did he say?
Wherefore
I give you to understand.
And no man speaking by the Spirit of God.
Listen, no man under the influence of the Holy Spirit is going to say Jesus is a curse.
That no man can say.
And no man can say.
That Jesus is the Lord.
That Jesus is what?
The Lord.
That Jesus is the Lord.
But by the Holy Ghost.
And now look. Y'all read that all the time and y'all think if a person get up in here and say Jesus is Lord. Nah, I ain't talking about that. We're talking about when a man is up under the divine influence of the Holy Ghost. He can say Jesus is Lord and they're going to pop you. It's not just regular words. It's words that got some inspiration. God breathed on them. No man influenced by the Holy Spirit can say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. You understand that? Read.
Now there are diversities of gifts.
Now, diversities of gifts, diversities of endowments. Everybody ain't packing the same anointing. How can an apostle be first in rank and have a lesser anointing than you? That's ignorance gone deceit. If an apostle is first in rank, trust me, his level of anointing ain't the same as everybody else. It's an endowment by the one who chose him. Paul was chosen. Apostle Thompson today was chosen by God, not by man. Apostles are appointed by God, not by men. We have too many man-made apostles and prophets and pastors and evangelists and teachers. You got a goosebump. Don't mean nothing to me. Gifts got to be proven. Hello, wash the car. Clean the toilet. Cut the grass. Paint something. Let's see how anointed you really are. I hate this class, Reverend. I don't blame you. Might be the cause of you jumping out. Come on now. Read.
Now there are diversity of gifts.
There are diversities or differences of gifts.
But the same spirit.
But it's the same what?
Spirit.
It's the same what?
Spirit.
See, listen to me, y'all. You got to start appreciating differences. You got to have an appreciation for diversity. If this world had appreciation for diversity, there would be a whole lot more people in here that don't look like you. Because they wouldn't be worried about what color apostle is. You understand? There are diversities of what? Gifts, but it's the same spirit. Read.
And there are differences of administration.
All right. Differences of what? Administration.
But the same Lord.
That's talking about Jesus Christ. Hold up. Jesus is the administrator. Who's building the church?
Jesus.
All right. Well, he's the one administrating. You understand what I'm saying? There are differences of what? Administration. Well that gift of administration, you know, in a business you have administrative expenses and operating expenses. They're not the same. The ones who are in administration have oversight. The one who is doing the operation is the one carrying it all out. I lost y'all, or y'all still here? Well, that's how it worked with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Notice it start off with the Spirit. Diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Then it goes on to saying what?
There are diversities of operation. But it's the same God.
But it's the same God.
Which work it all.
Now, come on, let's pay attention. Notice Paul said, I don't want you to be ignorant how spiritual things work. See, it would seem like he talked about the Spirit, putting the Spirit first. The foundation of everything is God, the Father. God, the Father. You got it? Holy Spirit, Son, Father. The Father is the foundation of it all. Springing forth from him was the Son. Springing forth from the Son was the Spirit. Don't get it confused how it's written. You understand? The Holy Spirit is not doing anything on his own. He's hearing the voice of the and the Son. Got it? The Son got all of his information from the
Father.
Through the Holy Spirit. Come on, don't get lost. They work together. They don't work independent of each other. They work as one. You got it?
Yes,
now keep reading.
But the manifestation of the Spirit.
Notice what it said. But the manifestation of who?
Of the Spirit.
Not you. This is the problem in the church. Most people get a hold of spiritual gifts. It's about them. How well they can prophesy. The gifts are not about you. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to do what? All right. So the purpose of the gifts of the Spirit is to build up, to edify the church. The purpose of the gifts of the Spirit is God's agenda for building his church. Who are the church? The people, not the building. Read.
For to one is given by the Spirit.
For to one is given by the Spirit.
The word of wisdom.
The word of wisdom.
To another, the word of knowledge.
To another, the word of knowledge.
By the same Spirit.
To another, faith.
To another, faith.
By the same Spirit.
To another, the gifts of healing.
To another, the gifts of healing.
By the same Spirit.
Hold on, y'all get that? By who? Notice how the emphasis is keep on the same, not a different Holy Spirit, the same Spirit. Read.
To another, the working of miracles.
To another, the working of miracles.
To another, prophecy.
To another, prophecy.
To another, discerning of spirits.
To another, discerning of spirits.
To another, divers kinds of tongues.
Divers kinds of tongues.
To another, the interpretation.
The interpretation of tongues.
But all these.
But all these.
Working that one and the self same spirit.
But all of these, look at me. All of these manifestations work by the one Holy Spirit who divides severally to every man as he wills. Now, that's key because that tells me I can't do something apart from him. Without the prompting of the Holy Spirit, I'm on my own. That's why Paul, in writing this to the church at Corinth, say the emphasis is to be put up on the Holy Spirit, not on the gift. You get caught up with the gift, you're going to override the one who gave it. And start getting in the areas that he ain't sending you into. See, the reason for praying in the Spirit is to strengthen your spirit so you can know how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Right. Now, listen to me carefully. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. When you develop praying in the Spirit, you begin to hear the voice of the Spirit quicker. The Holy Spirit is to be to you and I what Jesus was to the 12. See, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. All right, well, how do we hear the voice of God? It don't come up here. It comes in here. Hello, in here. This is where the Holy Spirit is. He lives in you. So if you're going to do any hearing, it's got to come on the inside. There be many voices in the world, but none of them are without significance. You got to hear the voice of the Spirit. See, if you're going to move in the gifts, you got to become acquainted with the Holy Spirit. You got to pray in the Spirit. The hallmark of Apostle Thompson's life as a son following him, I can tell you this is a man who constantly prays in the Spirit. So you can't be common around him, because if you're in his presence, you may walk up on him. And if he's praying in tongues, why would you interrupt? He that's speaking in an unknown tongue is not speaking to men. He's speaking, he's fellowshipping and communicating with God. God may be telling him something while you're right there on the spot. We need more men hearing from God. Y'all got it? Now let's go further, because I told you we're going to talk about these hindrances, right? So, now, the first thing I want to point out to you, you'll find this in the sixth chapter of your book, but the first thing about spiritual gifts, this is why the church, we don't see a lot of movement. There's no desire. There's no desire. Know why? There's no desire.
That's right.
1 Corinthians chapter 14. Come on. 1 Corinthians 12 give you the nine manifestations. 1 Corinthians 13 talks about the motive for operating in the gifts of the Spirit. And the motive for everything should be love. Everything is about God's agenda, not about trying to see. The Bible says Jesus made himself of no reputation. We got too many people want a prophetic reputation and an apostolic reputation. This ain't about your reputation. This is about the kingdom. The kingdom is about the king. That's why Paul say, I don't want to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. So don't glory in me. I was apprehended, so I just want to know what he called me for, because I wasn't all straight. I was trying to kill half you Negroes yes. and put you in jail when he called me. Yes. I'm just trying to keep it real with y'all. Yes, Paul said, don't be looking at me. I ain't going to do this. If left up to me, I'd have killed half of y'all. Yes, sir. Now, Jesus got to have a sense of humor. I say Jesus got to have a sense of humor, because Jesus said, now that you were trying to kill all of the people that I wanted in, now I'm going to anoint you and I'm going to bring you to me as an apostle. I'm going to show you what great things you got to suffer for my name's sake. Yeah. How about that? Yeah. You wanted people in chains? Hello, you're going to be in them. Yeah. You wanted people in jail? Isn't that what he did? Guess what? I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. Sound like jail to me. Y'all like all of the good stuff in the Bible. Apostles are persecuted. Apostles are left to die. Apostles are walked upon, treaded upon, talked about, lied upon. You don't want this mantle if God didn't give it to you. All right. Come on now. Y'all in 1 Corinthians 14? I don't have time to read. You read it. Let me talk about it. He say, follow after charity, but desire what? All right. Listen, the word desire there is not some little casual. See, when you desire something, you enthusiastic about it. When you really desire something, you pursue it. They tell me now, I'm not going to say every woman. Okay. I'll talk about my wife. If she got pregnant, she liked watermelon. Some like pickles, some like peanut butter. Now, you got to understand, when a person is craving something and they desire, it don't matter what time of night it was. Come on, talk to me. I want some watermelon and I want it
now.
Well, baby, that don't work. I'm tired. Tired don't work. You help get this rascal here. Go get me some watermelon. Any of y'all know what I'm talking about? It's not a casual thing. They crave it. They want it. And ate watermelon more than anything. Because it ain't my fault. But I knew the desire came. If it was a pickle, get the pickle. When a person desires something, you don't give them something else. See, God say desire spiritual gifts. All of you need to start desiring to function in these gifts. Not to make yourself spiritual, but to advance the kingdom. So there must be a strong desire and pursuit. See, when you do, now you know how that pretty girl was. You didn't know how she looked after she took the makeup off. You was pursuing. Come on, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. You were pursuing. Hello, somebody. Oh, boy, she is fine. She looked good. Her hair done. Don't act like y'all know what I'm talking about. That T-shirt talking about, you ain't look like nothing all your little life. When you take that makeup off, this was in my marriage classes. I want the picture when you woke up in the morning. I don't come bringing me that picture when you out there. No, this is how she really looked. So if you gonna marry her, this is what you getting. Don't buy the package for you. All right. But if he desire, right? If he is enthusiastic about her. He ain't worried about when she take all the package off, because he say, I wasn't buying the wrapping. I was getting the gift. Y'all got it? So you got to desire spiritual gifts. But then after he say desire spiritual gifts, then he come, but rather that you what? Why did he say desire the spiritual gifts, but rather that you prophesy? Because he say, I'm trying to get you in the element. I'm trying to get you at the beginning stage to cause you to walk in all of them. Because prophecy is the elementary. You got to go deeper to move into the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. Now, the gifts are divided, as you know, and this is pretty much all of us know. This is all we've been taught into three separate categories. You have the speaking gifts, right? All gifts that what? Say something. And they are prophecy, divers kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Those are the three what? Speaking gifts. Gifts that what? Say something. Now, if you notice, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, don't line them up like we talk about them. And I'll talk to you about that. Number two, you have power gifts. Power gifts are gifts that what? They do something. See, God can love you, but these gifts cause him to make things happen in your life. Like if you're sick, gifts of healing, working of miracles, and special faith. All right. And then we have what? The final gifts are revelational. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Okay. And what we're going to do for next session is we're going to spend time going into all of those gifts. All right. Yes, really. I see them classmates coming there, so that means another class out.